first public hearing is conditional use number 1979, Thomas and Judy Muntz.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a retail package store and tavern to be located on a certain parcel of land lying in being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 3.033 acres, more or less, lying east of U.S. Route 113 and 2,800 feet north of Route 16, and being identified on the tax rolls as tax map ID District 230, map 26, parcel 35.01. For the benefit of the commission, I've passed down copies of the survey of this property. I would advise the commission we have received a couple of agency comments. First one being on September 30th, 2013, DLDOT provided comments in the form of a memorandum referencing that a traffic impact study was not recommended and that the current level of service B of U.S. Route 13 at this location will not change as a result of the application. We also received comments from the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division on February 26, 2014. And those comments were in the form of a memorandum in reference that the site is not in a proposed or current county-operated and maintained sanitary sewer and or water district. That the site is located in the Ellendale primary planning area, that an on-site septic system is proposed, that conformity to the North Coastal Planning Study will be required, that the proposed use is not in an area where the county has a schedule to provide sewer service at this time, and that a concept plan is not required. I'd also advise the commission that this site is located in a developing area according to the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan update. And that's all I have unless you have questions.
All right, sir, we thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application? All right, come on up if you would. And I need you, if you would, to give your name. Our proceedings are recorded and it doesn't recognize your face.
My name is Thomas K. Muntz, Jr., and this is my wife.
Hi. Good. You heard what our director read into the record on your behalf. Do you have anything you would like to add?
Not really, as far as it's basically he covered everything that we have.
Okay. Well, let's see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you, and okay. We'll start with Mr. Burton.
Thank you. What will be the hours of operation?
From probably noontime until 12 noon or 12 midnight.
And that's for both the package store and the...
The package store might be closed earlier.
Package store would probably
close about 9 earlier. O'clock.
But 12 is opening for both of them.
12 o'clock.
Do you plan on serving food?
No.
Snack food, possibly, would be the only thing that we would possibly serve.
Like the peanuts or chips?
But you're not planning on cooking anything in the store. Okay. The parking requirements that are shown here equate to the square footage on the building?
Yes.
So that was done by somebody that did the math, and they came up with 27 are required.
Yes.
How many employees?
Probably either 3 or 4.
The survey shows that there's two signs. I don't remember seeing any of them. Are two signs allowed?
These signs already exist.
So they could stay?
They could stay.
Could they both say the same thing? I mean, it could be tavern, so.
Previously existing. The old project's previously existing. Just for a little history for the benefit of the commission members. This is a tavern package store that pre-existed. It was vacated for more than 2 years. That's why they're here. They could have reopened it and had it restarted before the 2 years. When it was Teddy's Tavern, then they wouldn't have had to come in at all.
Right. I think I talked to you too, Mr. Link, back about 2 years ago. And then by the time everything got in the works, basically, as far as getting our application for what is it?
Condition use.
No, the construction permit, basically, to make the improvements on the property. We went over the time limit, basically, is what happened. So that's why we're here tonight.
Okay. So the signs that are there will stay?
Yes.
Okay. And has Del Not looked at these entrances? They've looked at both of them?
Yes.
And they've said that?
Yeah.
Said there was no problem with them.
Oh, okay. I have no further questions, Mr. Chairman.
Hey, Mr. Johnson.
So your intention is to operate the business pretty much like it was before, as a tavern and a package store combo?
Yes.
Because that's one of the few places remaining in Delaware where they have both.
Yeah, we want to put a history back.
So there's not any plans to expand the building at this point in time, or?
Not at this time, no.
Okay.
Just make the internal improvements on it.
Well, Mr. Chairman, as a Sussex County, I'm very familiar with this location and this business, and I'm glad to see it coming back.
Have you visited the site?
I've visited the site many times.
Okay.
Oh, yes, I have.
Okay. Mr. Smith.
Mr. Chairman, I understand the application and the historic and practical application. Thank you.
Okay.
No
Mr.
Question.
Ross?
No questions.
Okay. Mr. Lang?
No questions.
Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Counsel?
No questions.
All right, then. You'll take a seat nearby. We'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1979, Thomas and Judy Muntz? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1979? Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.